Let me relate a story from some years ago about the behaviour of Church of God people somewhere in the USA. The story was told by a restaurateur in the USA who complimented the people of God at the Feast of Tabernacles, and this was reported in the Worldwide News, which was the church's newspaper at that time. He didn't have to say what he did, as he had a widely acclaimed and prize-winning restaurant, which at that time was rated one of the top dozen or so restaurants in all of the United States. He went on to explain that throughout the year, scores of conventions and excursions came to that area, and many individuals from these different groups came to dine at his restaurant. Apparently, he had a real problem trying to protect his expensive furniture antiques because so many people were unruly and inconsiderate. He pointed out that he had a valuable old saddle on display and showed how a threateningly sharp metallic object had to be installed in a strategic position to keep merrymakers from climbing up and sitting in the saddle. Some people were careless with cigarettes and cigars. Times were different then when you could smoke in restaurants. And others drank so much that they had to be ejected from the premises. But he said that when our church people arrive in town each year to observe the feast, it was so different. His words were, "It's like a breath of fresh air." That was a great story to read. But quite frankly, it's how it should be. There should be a notable difference between the way that we conduct ourselves compared to the world. We should let our light shine, a phrase that simply means that we are to set the very best example that we can. In the Bible, there are many scriptures that tell us what to consider. And such consideration are as follows. I'm not going to mention where the scriptures are, just the admonition to consider. David wrote, "When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained for us to consider." Another one, "Consider my enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred." Another one is, "Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise." So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, and they neither toil nor spin. Why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the plank in your own eye? And another one, "Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which have neither storehouse nor barn, and God feeds them. Of how much value are you than the birds?" There are, of course, many more, but God tells us to consider, that is, to think carefully about, to take into account, to come to judge or classify, to reflect on, and to deliberate. And I would add to that, the things to consider is to consider the firefly. Might sound quite humorous, and that's the title of the sermonette today, Consider the Firefly. Taken from an encyclopedia, here are a few descriptions of fireflies. Firefly, also called lightning bug, any of the nocturnal, luminous insects of the beetle family consisting of about 1900 species that inhabit tropical and temperate regions. Fireflies are soft-bellied beetles that range from 5 to 25 millimetres, that's up to 1 inch in length, and have special light organs on the underside of the abdomen. Both sexes usually are winged and luminous. Most fireflies produce short, rhythmic flashes in a pattern characteristic of the species. Some authorities feel that the flashing is also a protective mechanism, reminding predators of the firefly's bitter taste. Some frogs, however, eat such large number of fireflies that they themselves glow. Firefly light is produced under nervous control within special cells. Now, when my wife and I were on holiday in Corfu some years ago, one of the Greek great little Greek islands that there are in the Mediterranean, and an island that we at that time visited a number of times, we saw small fields lit up by these fireflies. They were fascinating. Seeing all of those fireflies in the dark, lighting up those fields, gave me at least a glimpse of what God must see when he looks down on this earth. A society with a few flashes of light here and there, with his people standing out in a dark, evil society. As someone said, if we can't shine in this society, then we are in big trouble. So seeing those fireflies light up a field is, to me, it was then and still is, a good way of remembering that he's very similar to what God sees as he looks down from heaven. Let's look at Matthew 5, verses 14 to 16, which is probably the most appropriate passage of scripture to read in this context. Matthew 5, verse 14. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. How many times have we read these verses? What they are saying in essence is that we should be a walking, talking commercial for God's way of life. Many people are influenced by what a Christian does or doesn't do, which is not the right way, and very often judge Christianity by its adherents or followers rather than by what the Bible instructs us to do. And that is why a good personal example is so important. That has been true right down through the ages. Sometimes what can happen in the church, where members can hear about other members or ministers' faults or foibles, or have seen or heard real or imagined problems, and for them, that can be the deciding factor, not what the Bible reveals about the way that we should live. This is where members can take their eye off the biblical injunction and God's express direction in our lives and judge matters by other people's words or actions. Please, never let that be the case for you in your way of life, because that would be sheer folly, and the standard laid out in the Bible is the way to follow, not by other people's interpretations or actions. We have a standard to follow, that is by biblical instruction. Nevertheless, coming back to this passage of scripture in Matthew 5 verses 14 to 16, which we've just read, it shows how important, how very important our example is for the good and spiritual welfare of other people, and we must never become a stumbling block for others, either inside or outside the church. We should and must be light banners, light bearers, people who show the way forward. Let us review Philippians 2 verses 12 to 15, where we read about Paul's instruction to the early New Testament church in Philippi. The subheading in the New King James Version is light bearers. Philippians 2 verse 12. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. Do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. It is good for good reason that Christians are compared to lights that stand out in a dark place, a bit like the fireflies who stand out in a very dark field. It's not that we should make a point or call attention to ourselves, but that the world has gone so far away and astray from God's ways and laws that anyone who begins doing what is right will automatically be noticed because of the contrast between the futile ways of society and the ways of true Christianity. It really is the difference between night and day. The world is filled, absolutely filled with unhappiness, wars, crimes, injustice, sickness and suffering, and we must be walking, talking examples of God's right way of life. I know that I have to be careful in this area for many reasons. Setting the best example is what we must do. And one is, if I can just give you an example, the lack of service that the British seem to have to suffer with almost every business or service provider. Perhaps it's the same in the USA or Canada or Germany and many other nations. Of course, there is a right and wrong way of doing things. But I do take people and companies to task where I think it's necessary, but try to do that in a friendly but firm and fair way. But we have to make sure that we act and behave as God would have us do in such circumstances. I referred in my opening story about the example that was set by feastgoers many years ago by that restaurant owner. That was quite a recommendation, but as we know, Christianity is not just about good manners and politeness at the feast, but is a full-time job. It's a 24/7, as they say today. It's a 24/7 full-time occupation, so our example must be at all times, not just at the feast or when we meet each Sabbath, but also when people are not looking. God sees our every move and knows our thoughts even when we are on our own. Prophecy is very important, but some can get all hung up on this. They really can, and forget the weightier matters of the law. Yes, prophecy is very important, but some can be nitpickers, and can we honestly say that we have never, ever fitted into that category at one time or another? We should be maturing as Christians and working on ourselves, being a spiritual firefly shining in a dark world. One day we may find out how many angels can actually dance on the head of a pin, but does it really matter now? What matters now is how we live our lives. If and when we make it into the kingdom of God, we will have all the answers that we would like to have now. But that will only happen if we continue to grow, to overcome, and endure to the end and set the very best example we can by living God's way of life as revealed in his word now. Let's read 1 Peter 2 verse 21. 1 Peter 2 verse 21. It says, "For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps." Christ left us an example to follow, and he was perfect. He told us to let our light shine, and in so doing, something that we are instructed to do will produce good fruit in our lives. As God looks down from heaven, he can see his sons and daughters as they stand out in a crooked and perverse generation. And we can visualize in some small way how that must seem to him as we can see those fireflies light up a dark field. They are conspicuous by their light, shining brightly in darkness. It's quite a sight. We should be the same. We should stand out in a dark world. Consider the firefly. These sort of physical examples can be very helpful in helping us to see the bigger picture.